This is a Vuma 103 podcast. How does she do it? How does she do it?
Who is Sonto Powe? Sonto Powe, Umandlela. Born and bred Kwamashu. Went to Roseland Primary School. Studied in Pinetown Girls. And yeah, I'm a sister. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. And obviously, I'm a daughter. What is a typical workday routine? Well, my workday routine starts off at around 3:30, 4 a.m. Around 3 in the summer, maybe 4:30 in the winter. I set my day, plan my day, set the tone. Just try and feel good and amp myself up with positive energy. I already start work in the early hours of the morning. So by the time people at the office get in at around 7, I've been already working for about 2 hours. And I knock off at around 9:10 p.m. Because, yeah, we can still answer emails and all of that from home. So my days are long, but generally fulfilling. But of course, being an entrepreneur, other days are extremely stressful. You studied quantity surveying and worked in the industry for 4 years. When did you know it was the right time to explore your true passion? I think we all know. We all have that thing inside of us. It's just a matter of acting on that inner voice. When I had an opportunity to move to Joburg, that was my opportunity to resign and to start afresh. Do you have a work and a home persona? Absolutely. At home, I'm way more relaxed. The dynamics of home, everyone knows their character, if I can put it that way. Everyone knows who they are, how they fit in, what's expected of them. I live with them 24 hours, so we live pretty harmoniously. It's at home. That's where you're supposed to let your head down and relax, walk barefoot, laugh. And then, of course, at work, we are there for work. And therefore, work takes precedence over anything. Whether we are friends, there's no friendship. Unfortunately, friendship will come second. If we are family, again, family will come second because there are deliverables, things to be done. At work, and so therefore work takes precedence, and so the work persona has to take precedence. Have you ever quit a job without having another already? Absolutely. I did, to be able to move to Joburg and to pursue my dream and start afresh. Do you have a daily motto? Yes, I do. God is in control. after all you can do, basically I believe in do your best. I don't do half efforts. I do my best and then I let God take the rest. What item of clothing do you not want to see in the workplace? Work attire. If you're at work, have work attire. You can't have beachwear at work. So meaning, all clothes have their relevance for certain situations. I can't come with sleepwear at work because that's to sleep in. Neither would I expect anybody else at work to do the same. So you're not going to come with beachwear, short shorts, crop top. It's just not. It's a professional environment, and so you need to dress up for that environment, just like you wouldn't expect a nurse and a doctor to come handle you either half naked or wearing, I don't know, whatever. The same thing is expected in the professional space. Do you have a daily motto? Yes, I do. God is in control. after all you can do, basically I believe in do your best. I don't do half efforts. I do my best and then I let God take the rest. Without a doubt, what makes you happy? Oh, gosh, God makes me happy. That's an easy one. My family makes me happy. Music makes me happy. Food makes me happy. Having close and loyal friends, that makes me happy. What advice would you give to your 16-year-old self? Although the world is a massive place, it's huge. There is a place prepared for you. Don't allow anybody to rob you out of your God-given talents. Take your position and don't listen to other voices who tell you you can't or you don't do it as better as or compare you to. Many people, I'm sure, will say, oh, I don't like her products or I don't like this or I don't... Doesn't matter because you're there for those who do like it. I'm here to serve those who want to be served by what I have to offer. So, and you need to do what you came here to do. For someone thinking about being an entrepreneur, what advice would you give them? You have nothing to fear but fear itself. You know, I grew up as laughing at that line from a movie that we watched. And it is so true. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. Go for it. Do it. And second to that, I would say, we already know what we're supposed to be doing by the amount of love and light and energy we give certain things. So those are the things we should be doing. So meaning if you're getting into entrepreneurship, don't do it for the sake of, you'll never be happy if you go to be an entrepreneur just because you just want to make money, but whatever it is you're doing, you're miserable at. So do the things that light up your soul and people will be attracted back to you. What reality show is your guilty pleasure? Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's one of those things that I don't have to think about work. There are certain personalities I can relate to, I love. So that used to be one of them. And then lately, the other one is Real Housewives of Durban, KZN. That is my favorite show at the moment. I love it, one, because I recognize the areas that they're sitting in. It's home. It's home for me. And secondly, I love the character of Ayanda Ngwane and Lakonko. Love Lakonko's personality. I just love those group of women. That's my guilty pleasure. Do you remember how much your first salary was? It was 3,000, and I think I spent it on petrol, an outfit, and food.
How does she do it? How does she do it? This is a Vuma 103 podcast.